Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Saturday AM Live. It is a complete honor to be on this call today, the last call before Christmas. Yay! And if you're not excited, then just hang up, okay? Because there's a lot of excited people, and I know that at any given moment, the four-year-old in our house who has completely mutilated and then retaped every present under our tree. Some of these are basically bulletproof. I'm looking at them now. So I want to wish you an early Merry Christmas to everyone. If I don't get a chance to chat with you before you get to celebrate this wonderful holiday. And if it's not wonderful for you, go get around a few kids. That'll be a game changer for you, to say the least. So anyways, hey, just want to remind folks, if you're new to the call, what we're going to do, the format, is have some fun with our guest, Mr. Mitch McEnroth, for the next 20-25 minutes. And then got a whole mess of announcements to run through as fast as we can, and we open up the line at that point for Q&A. I've had some wonderful conversations this week with, well, I won't divulge their names or their ranks or whether they're employees at Nikon or not, but have gotten some great insight about what's coming the next few days and weeks for Nikon to really ramp us up for the next year and beyond. If you thought that 2014 was a good year for Nikon, well, 2015 and beyond are going to be stellar for lots of reasons. But we'll get into that in a bit. So let's jump on into things with Mitch. I still have you, right, Mitch?
Yes, you do.
Okay. I want to make sure I push the right buttons. I've been known to fumble on my phone and hit mute and then the flash button sequentially and really muck things up. Mitch, why don't you just, for the sake, because I've heard your story a couple times in person, and I was talking with a new consultant last night who had a prior commitment and couldn't be on the call this morning, but I said, hey, do you remember hearing Mitch up in Tacoma? And we were there. I said, oh, yeah, that's going to be a good one. And so, Mitch, tell us why your story, take us back to the beginning, and I really want to hone in on your little, if I call it fender bender, if we were in the same room, you'd probably slap me, because it was a little more than a fender bender.
Well, yeah, it was a little more a fender bender, yeah.
But give us a little background on Mitch, occupation, and prior to Nikon, all that good stuff.
Well, I've always been, most of my working career has been self-employed, small business owner. I've had multiple businesses over the years, and but that would go all the way back to high school. I owned a business, landscape and lawn care business when I was in high school, and moved on from there to my father and I owned a real estate business together. At one point, we had a Century 21 office together, and then finally, I've ended up the last 12 years owning a construction remodel business that I've got a partner with. We don't have any employees. It's very small, but something that we've started from scratch and worked our way through. And at least the one thing that we can hold our head high about is we've come through the economy and survived and not ended up a statistic at the end of a bad economy. And we're still alive to talk about it as far as the business goes. In 2010, I was involved in the car accident that Vance was commenting about, and that was actually a pretty big game changer for me because it left me affected in a way that I just was finding that working, doing my normal routine, just wasn't happening anymore. I struggled with it for 2 or 3 years, trying to see if I could work through it and get ahead of the game, and it just didn't do it. So my wife and I discussed it and decided that I was really going to have to just back off completely from working in the field, and I'm not able to do overhead work and down on the floor and that sort of thing on a regular basis. So now I'm just kind of running the business and scheduling and doing those kinds of things, the maintenance part of it, and my partner's taking care of everything that's in the field.
Now, Mick, so, I want a little background insight. I know a little more than I let on when you and I chatted a few minutes ago. I actually got to see some of your handiwork at Mac and Pat McTerry's, what do you call that, the upstairs room above their garage. I don't know. I call it the amazing exercise slash meeting room of all meeting rooms. It's just a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous facility that I believe you did that whole thing.
Yeah.
And that was that your introduction to Niken at about the same time as the car accident?
Well, no. My introduction to Niken goes back quite a ways. We've been product users for a number of years, even prior to that. But we and we've always had multiple products, you know, the sleep system and that sort of thing. We've been a firm believer in the wellness home view of using Niken products and all of that. And luckily for me, our experience with Niken product goes back a ways, because at the time of when I was working on that Mac and Pat's home is when my car accident occurred. And if I hadn't had the wellness home products that we had, the recovery from the accident for myself and for my mother was in the vehicle with me, the outcome could have been a dramatic difference than what it was. It helped us get through the immediate difficulties we were having from the accident. My mom was in ICU for 3 days after the car accident. So she was 72 at the time. She'd been on the Bone Health product since it came out and was available with Niken, and is completely convinced, and I agree with her, that a lot of the reason she came out of a multiple rollover car accident at 72 with no broken bones was because she'd been proactive and planned ahead and had used the Bone Health product.
Well, you know, you mentioned that. I talked to a gentleman yesterday who said his aunt had fallen out of bed and she broke both her ankles.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, how? But I read an article 2 weeks ago on NPR all about how the elderly, this is not just in the States or Canada, this was internationally, that the statistics, and Dr. Ken Howiak confirmed this in his book, Bone Health Made Easy, that anybody of any age, it's not just the elderly, but when somebody suffers a fall, the catastrophic event that takes place mentally, that statistically, it's almost a million to one that they'll be alive a year later.
Right.
I mean, because of what happens in the body, just because of a fall. And 99% of the time, those bones are already just at the verge of breaking long before this impact. So for what you're saying about your mom, you need to, because I know there's people that are going, now, wait a second, you keep saying car accident, and it sounds like it was a little bit more than just a car accident, because I'm flashing back to Kay Logan's story of sitting at a traffic signal and being rear-ended by a guy they estimate was doing, you know, about 60 miles an hour and no skid marks at all, or Bob Hummer and his family, who point of impact 120 miles an hour because somebody, I can't remember if it was them or somebody else, crossed over the highway median and complete head-on collision. And Bob was the one in their family as the driver that was over a year, who was just completely messed up, and that's when they discovered Niken. You describe a little bit more detail of how severe this car accident was.
Well, it's going to be, like you say, it's going to be repeat for a lot of people who've heard my story before or were at the expo or that sort of thing. So I'll apologize in advance for them for having to go back through the story. I try to cut it down a little bit, because it actually was a pretty severe accident from the standpoint of, first of all, everyone needs to understand that no other vehicles were involved. It was only mine that was involved in the actual crash. The individual that caused the accident didn't actually hit our vehicle, but it was a very busy day, summer day, in an area where there are toll booths to cross over the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, and you're dealing with three lanes of traffic and multiple lanes of people waiting to pay the toll. And so it was congested, and the guy tried to get into the toll lanes and cut us off. We're going 55, 60 miles an hour. I'm driving an SUV, a Ford Explorer, and it loses control. Next thing I know, it's cutting across ways, three lanes of traffic, headed towards the center median. We finally ended up smashing into the center median on the driver's side, which was my side, and that caused it to flip around, face traffic, and start to roll over, and it continued to roll over and gain momentum, heading back towards the outside barrier that divided the highway from the toll lanes. So had the barrier not been there, we would have rolled right into the cars that were waiting in the toll lanes, because it was kind of gaining momentum. So ultimately, it did 2.5 or 3 rollovers before it ran into the center or the side barrier, and then bounced back and fell back onto its wheels. So the biggest part of the accident was really, in my view, when it went from the driver's side, it kind of flipped up and over and came down on the passenger side, which was my mom's side, crushing that side and causing a very severe head injury of hers, and then kept going. Luckily for us, there's a number of times that you kind of look back at these things and you say, well, somebody was looking over you, okay, so you're in this major accident and everybody's injured pretty good and so on and so forth, but you got to look at the bright side of it. The bright side of it is, first of all, no one T-boned us as we're going crossways in the traffic at 60 miles an hour, and the second thing was that the car ended up on its wheels instead of on its top. Had it ended up on its top, my mom probably wouldn't have survived because she probably would have bled to death before anybody would have gotten there to get us out of it. So those are the plus sides of it. And the next big thing is that, like I said, she was in ICU for a few days, and we spent a couple years putting ourselves back together and getting back to where we could function a little better. It's still not, neither one of us are, like I've mentioned, 100%. We're not going to be 100%. But from where we came to and where we are now is a big deal. And if we didn't have the Wellness Home, Neekin Wellness Home products, we're both convinced that the recovery would have been a much longer recovery, and the percentage of recovery would have been far less than it is now.
Well, and you suffered some pretty severe neck injuries as a result. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't break my neck. I actually I injured multiple vertebrae, and I basically injured most of the left side of my body. I had a shoulder injury, and what happens is, periodically, that this thing, my neck gets flared up, and it starts to radiate down the left side, radiates down my left arm, and if I'm doing overhead work, I'm left-handed, so if I'm doing overhead work, my hand starts to go to sleep, as an example, like sheetrock mudding or something like that. So I find that I've got to stop and relax my arm and that sort of thing. I've had troubles with my left hip, and then all of those things, being on one side makes it kind of tough. You feel like you're all broken up on one side. So.
And I would imagine, again, because I'm not a doctor and I don't study this stuff, or a chiropractor, but utilizing the sleep system like you have, for our family, I've watched recovery from doing stupid things that I do. Fortunately, never been in a car accident, but being immersed in the Wellness Home, as you described it, being able to prevent years worth of recovery, I would imagine some of the medical personnel, including your wife, who is a registered nurse,
right.
I would imagine that usual recovery for stuff like this could go into decades, with it, especially if you got on a lot of medication and prescription. What have you heard any comments, or have they said anything to you about you know, how you've come around. I mean, this is coming up on 5 years now.
Well, my, it was actually, I keep going back to my mom's story because my mother was actually more visible injuries. And mine were so much more internal that it was very difficult for people to look at me and see a huge amount of this change or that change. Now, with my situation, the one thing that the medical people can look at and you know, my wife can look at is that I avoided having to deal with injections in my neck or surgery on my neck and surgery on my shoulder and that sort of thing. I was able to do a couple rounds of physical therapy and get things to a point where my life is manageable, and I don't do the really hard work, physical labor work that I used to do, and I found that if I just stay away from that I can keep things on a manageable level. And I don't think that would have been any different had I not had Nikon product. That certainly wouldn't have changed. It would have been far worse than it is. My mom's situation was that we took the travel pillow and pie water and the blanket to the hospital and had that in the recovery area with her. And, you know, my mother was a bruise from head to toe. She had a laceration on her head that went from her forehead all the way back around behind her ear on her left side and was wide open, kind of almost scalped on one side, you might say.
Sure.
And so basically, she was just one giant bruise. And if you can get all of those things to clear up in a matter of days instead of a matter of months, you know, that's a huge thing. And that's what we found, was that the bruising was starting to go away before she even got out of the hospital. And she came home, and we were able to work on all those things with product. You know, I've discussed this with Pat and Mac before, and the one key to the whole thing is making sure that everybody understands that you don't want to have a situation like this and then have to get on the phone or order the product, wait for it to get delivered, and then go from there. You want to have it on hand. You don't want to have to deal with oh wow, I should have this, or how do I get it? If you have the ability now and you know about Nikon, you want to have your wellness home set up and ready to go, and hopefully nothing ever happens like this that you have, but if something should happen to you or somebody in your family, you're ready to go and prepared to use it.
Now, I know I keep thinking about the fact that Kim is a nurse, so she sees this, and I'm kind of flashing back as you're telling your story in my own journey of being part of an extrication team, you know, with the fire department, and I can visualize exactly what you said. You know, we were very fortunate the vehicle landed upright, because extricating people, patients, out of a vehicle that's upside down is very labor intensive, and it does not ever, there's no exact science to making
right.
It work. There's training, there's lots of training, and there's multiple ways to make it happen. But when a vehicle's upside down, as you said, my mom would have bled out because
right.
of that laceration on her head. This is, you know, I don't know how to reiterate exactly what you just said, that you have to have, it's kind of like having a box of Band-Aids. You know, if your child gets a cut, you don't want to be spending the time to run, you know, 10, 15 minutes to Walgreens or the nearest grocery store to go get a Band-Aid. You want them on hand.
Right.
Because... sometimes you really need them to stop the bleeding, or if it's worse, you got to go get, you know, sutures. You know, I know for a lot of us, most of the people introduced to Nikon, it's because, as you said earlier, we were product users. There was a change that took place, and I know for you guys, you know, doing the two for the win. A couple different times. I know in August you guys sponsored four people and got them on AutoShip, and I know a little bit of talking to Matt and Paco, what happened in the whole organization of just saying, hey, let's do this thing, you know,
right.
we're all in.
Right.
What's happened for you guys to ramp up more in sharing Nikon, you know, becoming more than just a shopper, but now much more of a sharer in introducing people to the company and to the business?
Well, like I mentioned in the beginning of the call, I've been fortunate enough to be self-employed most of my working career and do what I want to do and like to do. My wife, Kim, has been an RN for 23 years, basically, at the hospital. And so those are all wonderful things, but I don't have retirement. I've got whatever retirement I create. And so when you've got a situation where your employment is in jeopardy and your lifestyle becomes in jeopardy, you've got to look to what you're going to do next. And that being the case, then Nikan was the answer for us because gives both of us the ability to work towards a goal that we can retire and do this in a retirement manner. We can continue to work as long as we want to work and do this. And that's where we were headed with it. And like you said, in August we got started and we brought some people on the team and got things rolling and did the two for the win and finished a 21 club and successfully did a 21 club and we were excited about that. Mac and Pat both were the huge contributor to making that happen because they understand how that has to come together and how that needs to work and so that was great and then we discovered that not even knowing it that we had ended up winning this contest for two for the win. I know Vance, you were one of the people who received the water pack from the company for having successfully completed multiple two for the win in August as well. Well, Kim and I didn't even know that was going on. So, we just had our head down and we were going at it. And so then Mac was having a good time because he knew it was going on, but he hadn't said anything and got to have some fun and surprise us with it. So that's what happened there with that. And so then we basically rolled right into, I don't remember dates very well, but the late part of August, early part of September, into a second 21 club that wasn't successful from the standpoint of all of the things met for the company to view it as a completed 21 club, but the volume and putting new bodies in and that sort of thing happened and completed and ultimately resulted in us going silver in September then.
Wow. Okay, so what you just said is something that I know my parents, who are my sponsors, have always been very adamant about, is rather than being a flash in the pan of an overnight success, what you started in August, you continued on into September, so you're building, much like any business. It doesn't, Microsoft did not become Microsoft overnight, okay? GE. I mean, you can look at any huge company today. They don't happen overnight. There's years of small successes and small victories, and anytime we introduce people to Nikan, whether they buy a water bottle or they invest in a whole wellness home, either way, they're going to have, success because they're changing the environment of their home. What you guys have done with the two for the win, and by the way, if you're just hearing about the two for the win and you're going, okay, what is that? Introducing people to AutoShip. I tried to make this as clear as possible from when they announced that these things will go for a while, and then when Nikan puts an end date on them, they end. Okay, so 12/31/14, here in a few days, they're done.
Right.
And I cannot encourage people enough to do what you guys have done because I know that in August, when you sponsored four people and you earned the 200 twice, you earned 400 Nikan reward dollars,
right.
And then I think you invested that because in September they introduced the leader of the pack, so you invested it into a Vital Day pack, which carried with it $75 in Nikan reward dollars for you and then also for your sponsor.
Well, I actually did. I went one step beyond that. I actually ended up in September. We earned more because of two for the win. So we actually had $800 Meekin dollars that we were able to use towards an environment pack. So we went ahead and did the environment pack instead of the smaller pack.
Yeah. Okay. Well, which makes more sense. So it cost you $200 to get $1,000 worth of products.
Right.
So it's an 80% discount. Then you get another $100 in free product to boot on top of that, and so do your sponsors. So it just kind of has a domino effect. And I don't want to get into the, you know, okay, wait a second, we've only got 2 weeks left of this promotion. Oh, my goodness. But we still get people that are saying, well, can you explain how this thing works? And it's almost too good to be true for some who enjoy a freebie, but then for others who that doesn't motivate them, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, and see, Vance, the other thing everybody needs to remember is that, you know, like you said, the incentives come and they come and go. So don't dwell on the fact that they probably are going to come to an end in December, most likely, unless the company decides that something's been, you know, a big boom and maybe we should continue to do this. And I don't know that, but, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But in the month of August, the leader of the pack and the pack bonuses didn't exist.
Correct.
They started in September, if I remember correctly. Isn't that right?
Yep, September 1st.
Okay. Well, we moved, I believe, two or three sleep packs and I think a couple of day packs in August.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either get frustrated because, oh, you know, holy mackerel, we moved multiple packs. We did, I don't know, first month, it was maybe 8,000 or 9,000 volume. I don't remember. Say 8,000 volume, and multiple packs. And oh wow! Now they come out with this pack bonus thing. Geez, there's hundreds of dollars worth of pack bonus that we missed out on. Well, you know, the ultimate goal isn't the pack bonuses of the month. The ultimate goal is moving on from beginning to silver to gold to platinum to diamond. And the other things that happen in the middle there are things we just get to take advantage of and help our business grow, right?
Well, it's sort of like being in a grocery store or a department store and you walk in with the intention of purchasing something or getting a new outlet or whatever the case may be, and at the checkout stand. I mean, when you're leaving the store, they say, oh, by the way, you qualified for this, this, and this. And so instead of your, you know, blouse costing, you know, $32, it's only $13. And you're
right.
Going, whoa. You know, and some stores are really good about sharing those details with you. But regardless of that, I'm flashing back to a gentleman who had a car accident similar to yours. And it really, really messed him up. And he generated $20,000 in sales a few months later just because of the insoles. That
right.
was the only product that he'd ever known about. Somebody shared that solution with him, the original MagSteps, and it so dramatically changed his life. That's all he knew to share with people. There was no concept of a wellness home back then. And, yeah, do the math. It was over 400 pairs of insoles
right.
that he and his organization, the people that joined, in
right.
1 month's time. So we can,
well, and that's, you know, if there's a product that somebody's passionate about and that's what they want to share and that's the direction they want to go, then that's the model they should work from. But, you know, in our case, we've been very firm believers in the wellness home. What I do, you know, my remodeling business, it's the room that you saw at Pat and Max, it's wonderful. But all of the things that all of the new paint and carpet and all the other stuff that goes along with it that we create as making this home look wonderful creates an environment that's anything but wonderful for the people that are living in it.
Mm.
So if you follow that up and say, all right, now we got it all looking really nice and pretty, maybe we should consider the possibility of making it a wellness home and taking that step. Would you like to consider doing that? Some of my clients have looked at that, and some of them haven't. We're still working our way through some of the list and that sort of thing. But those are the things that you know that we can look at and share with people, And I think that's important that we let people make up their own mind and understand that there's a huge amount of product available. It's not just insoles. It's not just a water bottle. That there's a whole wellness home. What do you want to pick and choose out of it?
Right. Well, it's no different than, you know, as you introduce your customers, your clients, to different aspects of creating a remodel. Are we just doing a makeover, new carpet and paint? Are we doing a little bit thing, you know, a little more foundational where we're going to change structurally some walls? Or are we going to do exterior walls as well? Maybe add a window, maybe remove a window. You know?
Right, right. And Mac and Pat's home is a very good example of somebody that that would be just the same as somebody saying, okay, I've got in today and I bought my day pack, and a couple, 3 months down the road, I've bought my environment pack or my sleep pack, and, you know, and ultimately over 2 or 3 months or a year or whatever the time frame is, I've created my wellness home. You can take Mac and Pat's home and what we've done with their home. We've worked on it, I don't know, 3 or 4 different times that we've been over there and done some pretty major projects. Well, you know, they didn't bite it all off in one bite. We did this project, and then that looked great, and, you know, the final one was the stuff we did in the kitchen. And, you know, remodeling some stuff in the kitchen, which part of the kitchen had already been remodeled and part of it hadn't been remodeled, you know. So these are all the same thing. It's just what you're working with and what you're doing for people.
Mitch, I wanna finish our conversation with, I could look at it from, you know, I'm sitting here and my mind goes, well, you guys have got, you know, Mac and Pat as your sponsors, so no wonder why you're successful. But at the same time, what year was it that you were introduced to Nikan?
Oh, it was clear back, would have been, I don't know, late 90s or something like that.
Okay.
That we knew about product and used product and, yeah.
Okay, and it's only in really the last few months that you've taken more of you had the paradigm shift of going, wait a second, I have no retirement because I'm in business for myself, which is, you know, if we look at the models down to the decades, that people who work for themselves, unless we create our retirement, we create what we want, because Social Security isn't really all that much financially, and who wants to live on a, you know, a third or a tenth of what you're used to.
Right.
Why not do something that you can continue on into the retirement years, maybe not as aggressively, but I look at people like Starnes. His name just completely left me. I was reading the page in the 4-year career. I'm being distracted by our 4-year-old right now. It's the kitty cat on the head that's causing me to forget Mr. Starnes' first name. Anyways, but he's in his 80s.
Yeah.
And he has no sign of slowing down. And whether you're 80 or 18, like one of the other gentlemen in the book who went silver on his 18th birthday, you know, what a great way to start into that. I know there's a lot of things, a lot of, not systems, but a lot of one-liners that you've used. But it sounds like your example and your lifestyle and your occupation, you've figured out how to segue in sharing Nikan with people of that, hey, okay, you've got your physical home that you live in, and then you've also got the home, your body, your temple. You got to take care of both of them. They both require maintenance. Is there one thing that you would say has really been your go-to either phrase or when talking to people about Nikan, or has it always been tailored to the conversation at the time?
Well, I think it really depends on the individual that you're talking with, but one of the things that's been something that I have kind of honed my skills on is making contacts with people, meeting someone and conversing with them, getting to know them for a brief few minutes enough for us to be comfortable enough to exchange information, and then follow up with them with what I think is a good idea or a good something that I've run across, so on and so forth. And make the Nikan contact at that point. So, you know, so I'm not hitting them right out of the gate with, we met 30 seconds ago, and, hey, I've got something that I think would really work well for you. Well, I don't even know the person, and I don't have any rapport at that point. But if I meet them, communicate with them, you know, we travel quite a bit. So when we're doing that type of thing, we're constantly meeting new people, putting them into the process, and communicating with them, and at a later point, following up and saying, hey, this is something you should probably take a look at, see if there's any interest to you. So it's not all about 100% about my, so to speak, warm market clientele. It's at some point your warm market becomes exhausted and you've got to create new warm market. So I've been somebody who really worked with Michael Durkin's information, his book, Doubling Your Contacts, and tried to make that kind of be a niche thing for me. And that's something I've been very happy and comfortable doing. And so that's been my approach with people. So.
Okay, and just as a repeat, that's Michael Durkin, and it's Durkin,
yeah.
Doubling Your Contacts. That's the title of the book, right?
That's the title of the book, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not a long, large book or anything like that. It's not a difficult thing to go through and read, but he has some information in there that I think will help a lot of people just become more comfortable with the idea of, first of all, as you and I know, you know, prospecting is our number one thing. If you're not talking with new people and conversing with new people, then you're not actually working your business, because it's going to dry up at some point. So you've got to continue to get people in the process and move them through the process and sort out whether they're interested in anything or product or business or all of it. And that's kind of what he goes through with that. There's other people out there, other books and that sort of thing that talk about similar things, but his approach and his style fit me very well, and so I took it and run, and that's what I'm running with. So.
And what you're saying is straight out of the book of Proverbs, and I'm not quoting the Bible here to be a Bible thumper. It's just pretty simple. Modern day translation says, hey, if you want to have friends, you need to show yourself friendly. You got to go talk to people. But if you want to be a hermit and live in a cave, then, you know, and work 40 hours a week and you know, commute by yourself and not talk to anybody and go to your little cubicle and you know, make your contribution to society, and that's all you want to do, that's fine too. But some of us aren't wired that way. I think most people were wired to interact. And during that interaction, I mean, I heard a mom at the preschool the other day talking to the teacher about how she's on to surgery number 7. And I'm looking at her going, oh, goodness. And then I see on the back of her vehicle all about the candle company that she's with. And I'm thinking, and my mind goes this way, and I shouldn't do this, but I'm thinking, I guess the candles aren't providing the wellness. They're providing a great aroma in her home, but they're not providing to help combat. But I don't know anything about the gal. I've never even met her. I mean, I don't even know which one of her, you know, kids is part of the 14 that are in this preschool, because it's...
Right.
But I have to, you know, like you said, you get to know people first. Don't, you know, vomit all over them that, hey, man, I've got a solution for you. I mean, this is not, you know, infomercial via Nikan. So, anyway.
Yeah, well, and like in my case, I don't have kids, so we don't have some of that group of people that we would be around or that sort of thing, you know. Kids' plays or school functions or all that sort of thing. So we don't have that going on, but yet at the same time, if I'm around someone like you were just talking about who has children and involved with that and she's having multiple surgeries and stuff, she may not look at anything for herself, but she might sit down and look at Nikan and the Wellness Home and Healthy Child, Healthy World because of her kids. That's what I'm finding with a number of people that I'm talking with is, you know, they are not listening to me from the standpoint of helping themselves, But as soon as we switch gears and flip it and say, you know, hey, this is something that can really make a better environment for your kids, your grandkids, whatever the case may be, boom, they're on. That's what happened with one of our the last lady that we just brought on the team, and she's excited, and she and her husband own a wellness center.
Wow.
And you know, and the switch of sitting down with her and discussing with her some things that could possibly help her, you know, she was receptive, but she wasn't engaged. But as soon as we switched gears and went in the direction of kids, grandkids, boom, she's just engaged, and there we are.
It's so. that concept of let me, as we say to our 13-year-old all the time, help us help you. That, you know, most people, you know, we can get by doing whatever we need to do for ourselves, but most of us are wired that we want to help other people. We really do get satisfaction on putting a smile on other people's face, doing a good deed. And that's why I think I keep hearing this in my head, you know, Jack Clark saying, you know, I help people who are hurting. Do you know anyone?
Right.
Do you know anyone that's hurting?
Right.
And most of the time we're going to think that's physical, but it also correlates right over to the financial aspect. So we've got a solution to both. And, you know, Reed Nelson and I were talking this week, and he said, Vance, it's just the longer I'm in NECAN and the longer I talk with our leaders, they keep coming back to the same thing and getting hit up by other companies. We're the only complete wellness company out there that has everything. Why would you even consider anything else? But more importantly, we've got a job to do.
Right. So. Right. Yeah, there's a lot of people to get in touch with and get in front of, and you know, I guess the last thing that I will say that I try to remember myself regarding dealing with going through Durkin's information and that sort of thing is, you know, he communicates in his book and lots of things. You know, I've been to his information seminars and that sort of thing, and the one key thing is that in many cases it doesn't matter what you say to people. If the timing's right, no matter what you say is going to work.
Oh, exactly.
If the timing's wrong, no matter what you say isn't going to work. So get over it. It's either going to work or it's not going to work, and you just move on from there. If you don't burn the bridge while you're doing it, you can always come back to it. But you just need to figure out what point the people are at and where they're at in their life and move on from there. So.
That's such a powerful thought of if the timing is right, the message will stick. The message will be received.
Right.
And we don't know what the timing is for everybody, and we just got to keep doing what we're doing. Mitch, thank you so much. This has been really, really wonderful to hear not only your story, but the way that you and Kim have utilized it. And as I communicated to you via text a few days ago, that we'll have to, you know, get a day when Kim's not having had worked the graveyard shift the night before or two nights before to have her share her perspective. And I know she's not near as vocal as yours. She's more of that nurse type. That's more of the supportive and the nurturing. But I know she's got a fantastic, not version, but just perspective of what seeing what Western medicine is doing and seeing what NECAN is doing. And see, not that they oppose each other at all.
Correct. They can complement one another very well.
And yet, if we utilize the wellness segment, we may not ever have to use the other segment. So
exactly.
We'll make that happen again. So, again, if you came on the call late, Mitch McEnroth has been our guest. And as I most times forget to share, if you've got somebody that either works in the construction field or suffered a major accident or a trauma, and you think, oh, this would have been a good story for them to hear, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. Again, SaturdayAMLive.com. And just scroll down until you see Mitch's name in bold red, Mitch McEnroth, and just click right there, and it'll start playing. It's that simple. And at that point, you can copy and paste that link if you want to send it to an email. Or listen to it via iPhone. Or the technology today is just it astounds me, and I'm barely keeping up. But you're laughing, Mitch, because
I'm in the same boat.
See, you're at the disadvantage because you don't have three girls who can show you how to do all this stuff.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I think the little kids can work everything a whole lot easier than the rest of us can.
Yeah. If I can't find something on my phone, I hand it to the 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Run circles around me. But anyways, well, hey, Mitch, have a wonderful Merry Christmas. Thank you for giving so much of your time, and really, really appreciate it.
That's fine. It was my pleasure, and nice talking with everybody this morning, and hope everybody has a really nice holiday and enjoys their family.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.